You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Julie Kane. The Spanish Harlem Orchestra is known from New York to the Bay Area. The orchestra's versatile leader, pianist Oscar Hernandez, can get down with a salsa beat or play a lilting Latin jazz tune. In this jazz perspective from producer Reese Ehrlich, Hernandez says Latin music isn't just for dancing.
Pianist Oscar Hernandez, leader of the Spanish Harlem Orchestra, is one of the titans of Latin music. He can play a pounding son montuno or arrange great Latin versions of classic jazz tunes. He wants Latin music to be appreciated like jazz and has mixed feelings when audiences jump out of their seats to dance.
I take a lot of pride in what we do, and there's a tradition and a legacy that's been set forth by a lot of great people that we've all been lucky enough to perform with. There's a lot of artistic value to our music. You could listen to a great jazz performance and you're there, it doesn't move you to dance. It moves you to sit there and just listen to the music. But when you hear Spanish Harlem Orchestra, especially in a concert setting, I like to think that people would sit down and just appreciate it from that perspective. It's not party time.
Hernandez was raised in New York City in a large family.
I grew up a family of 11. I'm the only musician. For me, it just was meant to be. Started playing trumpet when I was 12. Somebody gave us a piano, because if not, I wouldn't have been able to afford one. And I was I feel it was destined for me to play it, because they gave us a piano. And at the age of 14, I started playing the piano and started playing with local neighborhood bands at 15 and 16, and started playing professionally already at 17, 18 years old.
Todita mi gente se pone bueno el ambiente con la hispánica del barrio.
Hernandez later went on to earn a music degree from the City University of New York, but he says the best training came from the early years playing with skilled musicians.
You don't get that education in any university, so what can I tell you? The school of the street.
Hernandez's big break came when he joined Ismael Quintana's band, then one of the most popular salsa groups in the country. He declared his independence by moving out of his parents' home and buying a car. He went on to play with vocalist Ruben Blades, one of the most creative Latin musicians in the U.S. Blades himself had just split from another famous salsero.
I played with Ruben Blades when he decided to leave Willie Colon and form his own group. At the time, he was the most popular singer in the salsa scene. It was 1983. I was part of the formation of his group, Seis del Solal and Song del Solal. And I was a musical director from 1983 through 1996, 13 years. And we made some great recordings, all of which I'm very proud of.
The friendship was to last decades. Blades was the guest artist on Spanish Harlem Orchestra's 2004 hit, Across 110th Street.
He did a tour with us with Spanish Harlem Orchestra because he recorded on our second record. I guess maybe I owe us winning the Grammy to him being on the record, probably. For sure, because he was on three of the songs.
Spanish Harlem Orchestra continues to keep alive the Latin music traditions of earlier eras, in part by playing the classical styles that have fallen out of favor in recent years.
Nuestra Canción is a beautiful, beautiful bolero. That, for me, is a style that people no longer hear or want to record, and I'll always put a bolero in our records because it's a huge part of our tradition and it's one of the most beautiful aspects of our music. It's a ballad. It's a slow song. It's not fast. It's not salsa related, I mean, in that sense. But it's the sentiment of our culture and a sentiment of our people in a way that's just, like, magnificent for me.
Una nueva emoción vibra en mi corazón. En el mundo no hay nadie más dichoso que yo.
Spanish Harlem Orchestra plans to release a new CD in 2014. It contains a mix of the group's hard salsa and Latin jazz, and includes guest artists Chick Corea and Joe Lovano. I'm Reese Ehrlich with a perspective on jazz.
Brilla el diente sol de mi gran pasión por ti.
For more jazz perspectives, visit KALW.org and click on Cross Currents, or you can go to jazzcorner.com.
Yo no cabe más felicidad. Todo canta al besarte a ti.